This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And a gallery opening tomorrow at Umpqua Valley Arts, a brand new set of exhibits. Sarah Holborow is in. Talk about the new exhibits and the event tomorrow.
We are so excited to open our second set of exhibits for 2023 tomorrow evening. We have been closed to the public. As you know, Kyle, we close to transition exhibits, take all of the artwork down, bring all of the new artwork in. And tomorrow night, we're so excited to debut Natural Bonds. We have five brand new incredible exhibits, and we're going to celebrate with an opening reception from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is a free community-inclusive event at UVA. We will have small bites and sips, live music, celebration of the artwork and the artists behind the work. You'll get to mingle with the artists and just be some of the first to see the new shows. So we're really excited to open our doors again. Opening for the first time, 4 p.m. tomorrow, Friday afternoon, March 24th.
So tell us about this new exhibit and some of the displays.
So first, I'll talk a little bit about what's in our Hallie Brown Ford Gallery. It's a group exhibition with prints by Christine Harrison, paintings by Dennis Worrell, and sculptures by Susan McMillan. They title their show In the Spirit of Nature, and this is an incredibly unique exhibit, Kyle. I don't think you've ever seen anything quite like it. The installation has been incredible to see come together. We have animal sculptures and, nature paintings, 3D work, 2D work, and it all kind of just comes together really beautifully. It was curated by Ashley Kluver and Tiffany Hokinson, and it's something that can be enjoyed by all ages. I know my kids will definitely enjoy the animal sculptures in the exhibit.
And what about the Red Door Gallery?
Red Door Gallery is always for our UVA artist members. So if you're a member of UVA and you're an artist, you can have a solo show in there or a group show in there anytime throughout our year. You apply through our website. And that's exactly what Judy Danielson did with her show, Seen With Your Soul. Judy is a watercolor artist, and she has been painting for about 8 years. She's absolutely incredible. And Judy is one of those artists that if you come to the opening, you'll get in a conversation with her and really feel the passion behind her work. She does watercolor and has been involved in some of our special events, Umpqua Plein Air being one of them. She was the winner of Umpqua Plein Air last year. She has incredible work. In our corridor gallery, we have On the Verge. It's a group exhibition of abstract works by textile artists from Eugene, Oregon, Amanda Miller, Diane English, and Janet Hiller. Beautiful quilt work. More than what initially meets the eye. We're excited to have that in our corridor space. Then in Gallery 2, we have a show called If I Have To, I Can Do Anything. Another UVA artist member in solo exhibition, Mixed Media Monotypes and Image Transfers by Julie Anderson Bailey. We're thrilled to have her showing in our gallery again. And that show, you'll really be captured by what Julie wants to convey, her unique creative voice. And then in our student gallery, always a favorite gallery of ours at UVA, we're featuring a group exhibition of ceramics, fine arts, photography, and graphic design by Roseburg High School students. And Kyle, this exhibit is not to be missed. So many talented students are represented in this show, and we couldn't believe the quality and quantity of works that those teachers were able to inspire with the students.
So a big opening planned and a lot of things going on there. I mean, it seems like things are ramping up, increasingly getting busy.
We have a very robust year of programming in our education world, at our ceramics studio, with our special events. So there's really never a dull moment and constantly ways for the community to be involved and be a part of what we do, whether you want to take a class, a workshop, volunteer support with a community partnership. It's been a really great year. And coming up next week, we are bringing back spring break camps. So if you need something fun for your young artists to do, we have opportunities for youth ages 4 and up to stay creative and have some fun next week. Like I said, ages 4 and up. So we break it out into a mini camp for 4 to 7 year olds, and then two camp opportunities for artists 8 and up. Those run Tuesday through Friday next week, 9 a.m. to noon, or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., or they can stay all day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But sign up online, uvarts.com, before spaces run out.
And remind people what your normal gallery hours are.
Typically, we are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Again, we're opening for the first time to unveil our new shows, Natural Bonds, tomorrow night at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., an open house style event. We'll be unveiling the new shows, enjoying community connection, small bites and sips, live music, and celebrating these incredible new shows and the artists behind the works. So we'd love for you to come out, family-friendly event. And if you don't get a chance tomorrow, we'll open again next week with our normal operating hours, Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. More on each of these new shows is on our website, uvarts.com. All of our classes and workshops are updated. And of course, Summer Arts Festival is right around the corner.
All right, Sarah Hopewell, Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.